This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. There was a blue wave. With the midterm election fading into the rearview mirror, somehow it is becoming clearer than it was the morning after the votes were counted. What began as a significant, though perhaps modest, victory with the Democratic takeover of the House of Representatives, with each new result and analysis, seems more along the lines of the blue wave that boosters and partisans had predicted. Several Senate seats were lost, with North Dakota and Missouri Democrats unable to shake the Trump fever in their rural base, but Arizona, long the bellwether, Reagan Republican bastion of retirees and White Sox, not only elected a Democrat, but a younger woman at that. The Florida count is still ongoing and could drift stronger to the Republican column, where they are still leading, but still not a beat down. The House count for the resurgent Democrats has gone from the mid-20s to some speculation that it could hit between 35 and 40 seats. There were at least seven governor seats picked up. That's a shellacking, as President Obama noted, of some of his midterm woes. Trump's declaration of victory in the midterms is now something that will rank close to his refusal to believe the crowd count at his inauguration. Stanley Greenberg, long a Democratic pollster, most prominent in the Bill Clinton era and a Times op-ed piece, made the case even more starkly. The turnout was the highest midterm rush in 50 years. The Democrats won the national congressional vote by a margin greater than 2010 Tea Party rout. Women across the board surged for the Democrats, not just white suburban college-educated women. 71% of millennials and 54% of unmarried white women went with the Democrats. White women without a college degree raised their vote margin for the Democrats by 13%. The support for Republicans among white working-class men narrowed from 3-1 to 2-1. 10% of Trump voters supported Democrats in the midterms, and 40% of moderate Republicans either voted Democratic or stayed home. 54% of voters believe that immigrants made the country stronger, rejecting the Trump hate speeches. Democrats raised their vote share by 4% in the suburbs, now holding 50% of voters. Democrats cut the Republicans' margin in rural areas by somewhere between 7 and 13%. In short, Greenberg's analysis is that the tide is moving out even more quickly on Trump than any, including him, might have predicted. What can I say? The fight has still only just begun, but it's clearly on, big time. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.